This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey from St. Philip Orthodox Church in Davie, Florida. Join us daily on the journey.
Welcome to the Daily Orthodox Scriptures and to day 285 of our journey through the Bible. We are reading through the Scriptures in 1 year using the Orthodox Study Bible. I'm Father Alexis, and today is October 12. One of the roles of the prophet is to help the people see the damage they are doing to themselves by their own actions. Hosea is speaking out against Israel for their self-imposed separation from God. Yet even after Hosea pronounces judgment upon Israel, God's love for the people is still evident. Let's begin. Hosea chapter 10 verse 1 through chapter 12 verse 7. Israel is a luxuriant vine. Her fruit is abundant. According to the multitude of her fruits, she has multiplied her altars. According to the wealth of his land, he has set up pillars. They have divided their hearts. Now shall they be utterly destroyed. He shall raise their altars to the ground. Their pillars shall experience distress. For now they will say, "We have no king, since we did not fear the Lord. As for a king, what would he do for us?" As he speaks words with false motives, he would make a covenant. Thus judgment will spring up, as a weed on the soil of the field. The inhabitants of Samaria shall dwell near the calf of Beth Aven, for its people mourned for it. To the degree that they rebelled against it, so they will rejoice at its glory, because it was removed from them. For they bound it up for the Assyrians, and carried it away as a gift to King Jarob. Ephraim shall receive it as a gift, and Israel shall be ashamed of his own counsel. Samaria has cast off her king like a twig on the surface of the water, and the altars of Aven, the sins of Israel, shall be removed. Thorns and thistles shall come upon their altars, and they shall say to the mountains, "Cover us," and to the hills, "Fall on us." From the days of Gibeah, Israel has sinned. There they stood. The war on that hill against the children of unrighteousness did not overtake them. I came to chastise them, and the people shall be gathered against them when they are chastised for their two sins. Ephraim is a heifer taught to love victory, but I will come upon the fairest part of her neck. I will mount Ephraim. I will pass over Judah in silence. Jacob shall prevail against him. Sow to yourselves in righteousness. Gather in the fruit of life. Light for yourselves the light of knowledge. Seek the Lord till the fruits of righteousness come upon you. Why have you passed over ungodliness in silence and reaped its wrongdoings? You have eaten the fruit of deception, for you have hoped in your chariots, in the abundance of your power. Therefore destruction shall rise up among your people, and all your walled places shall be gone, as Beth Arbel in the time of Prince Shalman. In the days of battle, they dashed the mother to the ground upon the children. Thus will I do to you, O house of Israel, because of your evil deeds. Early in the morning were they cast off. The king of Israel has been cast off. For Israel is a child, and I loved him. And out of Egypt I have called his children. As I called them, so they departed from my presence. They sacrificed to the Baals, and burned incense to graven images. Yet I bound the feet of Ephraim. I took him on my arm, but they did not know that I healed them. When men were destroyed, I drew them with the bands of my love, and I will be to them as a man smiting another on his cheek. I will look with favor to him. I will prevail with him. Ephraim dwelt in Egypt, and the Assyrian himself was his king, because he would not return. The sword became weak in his cities, and he ceased to war with his hands. For they shall consume themselves with their own intrigues. His people shall hold on to his habitation, but God shall be angry with his precious things, and shall not at all exalt him. How shall I deal with you, Ephraim? How shall I protect you, Israel? What shall I do with you? I will make you as Admah and as Zeboim. My heart is turned about. My repentance is utterly thrown into confusion. I will not act according to the fury of my wrath. I will not abandon Ephraim to be utterly destroyed. For I am God and not man, the Holy One among you, and I will not enter into the city. I will go after the Lord. He shall utter his voice as a lion, for he shall roar, and the children of the water shall be amazed. They shall be amazed as a bird out of Egypt, and as a dove out of the land of the Assyrians, and I will restore them to their houses, says the Lord. Ephraim has encompassed me with falsehood, and the house of Israel and Judah with ungodliness. But now God knows them, and he shall be called God's holy people. But Ephraim is an evil spirit. He has chased the east wind all the day. He has multiplied empty and vain things, and struck a covenant with the Assyrians. He made business with oil in Egypt. The Lord has a judgment against Judah, so as to punish Jacob according to his ways, and he will repay him according to his practices. He kicked his brother in the womb, and in his toils he regained strength with God. He prevailed with the angel and was strong. They wept and entreated me. They found me in Bethel, and there a word was spoken to them. So the Lord God Almighty shall be his memorial. You shall return to your God. Therefore observe mercy and judgment, and draw near to your God continually. Psalm 86. His foundations are in the holy mountains. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things were said concerning you, O city of God. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to those who know me. And behold, foreigners and the people of Tyre and Ethiopia, these were born there. A man will say, Mother Zion, and a man was born in her. For the Most High himself founded it. The Lord shall describe it in a written account of the peoples and of the rulers of those who were born in her. How glad are all who have their dwelling in you. Proverbs chapter 18, verses 6 through 11. The lips of a man without discernment lead him into evil things, and his rash mouth calls upon death. The mouth of a man without discernment is destruction to him, and his lips are the snare of his soul. Fear destroys slothful men, and the souls of cowardly men shall hunger. He who does not heal himself by his works, he is the brother of him who maltreats himself. The name of the Lord is of great strength, and when the righteous run to it, they are exalted. The substance of a rich man is a strong city, and its glory casts a great shadow. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 through chapter 4, verse 1. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Therefore put to death your members which are on the earth: fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another, if anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, submit to your own husbands, as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and do not be bitter toward them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. Bondservants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men-pleasers, but in sincerity of heart, fearing God. And whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. But he who does wrong will be repaid for what he has done, and there is no partiality. Masters, give your bondservants what is just and fair, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. In speaking about the Incarnation, we hear about Christ taking on flesh. And a metaphor that is sometimes used is clothing. He clothed himself with our flesh. And in becoming like Christ through our Christian walk, we use this same metaphor when we say things like, as many as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. This time, our clothing is Christ. Paul uses this metaphor again today when he says, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. Now, he doesn't say put on Christ, but put on tender mercy, kindness, humility, and the rest. These virtues that he wants us to put on are the virtues of Christ. So it's totally consistent with putting on Christ himself. Actually, when we're told to put on Christ, when our theology is telling us we are clothed with the divinity, the practical way we go about doing that is by being merciful, kind, humble, meek, patient, forgiving, and loving. How are we to be like Christ? By applying these virtues to our lives. What does Christ want of us? To grow in his likeness, and we do that by applying the virtues. Saint Anthony the Great said, whoever hammers a lump of iron first decides what he's going to make of it, a scythe, a sword, or an axe. Even so, we ought to make up our minds what kind of virtue we want to forge, or we labor in vain. Our Christian walk needs to be intentional. As Christians, we think about the virtues we need to acquire and make efforts in the direction of acquiring them, or even one, or one at a time. Our growing and maturing as Christians is not haphazard. This is what St. Paul is telling us Christ wants in our lives. We have a goal. We also have a plan. Be intentional. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.